This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Inside Story on BFM 89.9.
Good evening. This is Inside Story with Sharmila Ganesan and Lee Chui Lin. As we know, tomorrow is the first day of Hari Raya Eid al-Fitri, and it's going to be a very different one for many of us due to the pandemic and the MCO. So today we are marking the celebration by looking at different aspects of Hari Raya.
First, we'll be looking at the significance of Raya and the various traditions that have been practiced. After that, we'll be talking about the kinds of ads that we tend to see during this part of the year and how the stories they tell have evolved. And finally, we'll be hearing from someone who won't be able to balik kampung this year.
So we want to know from you, what does Raya mean to you? How are you planning to celebrate this year? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. This is Inside Story. It is 6:07, and we're talking all things Hari Raya today. Tomorrow, of course, is the first day of Raya. And this is the... Quite sadly, actually, this is the second Hari Raya festivities that will be held during a movement control order because, as we know, that's just been extended nationwide until the 7th of June.
Yeah, and I think that's especially... I mean, it's sad for so many reasons, right? Like you said, it's the second year. And if we look at the kinds of customs that are usually practiced on Raya, they don't, it's going to be very different. There are so many things that you won't be able to do because usually it's marked or celebrated with an early prayer at the mosque in the morning and then a cemetery visit to pay respects to loved ones who have passed. The day, as we know, is spent, you know, wearing your traditional clothes, visiting family and friends, receiving duit raya, eating food, you know, just really marking the celebration with the people who are nearest and dearest to you. And yet with COVID-19 and with the kind of restrictions that are in place, with good reason, we can't do any of that, really. You know, you're not supposed to be gathering.
Yeah, you're not supposed to be gathering. Only 20 people are allowed in mosques and surahs if they can only accommodate less than 100 people, 50 people if it's a capacity of 1,000. A lot of things are very different. No house-to-house visits, for instance. And of course, the big thing, particularly because of how big a part Raya plays, how big this place in Raya is, this idea of balik kampung, right? Mm. A lot of people don't live with their family or their parents, and a lot of people are not able to go back. I think it is a very different Raya, even a very different Ramadan, really. I don't celebrate Raya except by proximity.
And yeah,
for
same.
And even for me, I've just found this past month just different, you know. It got me feeling a little low because I missed a lot of the things that I enjoy during this period. Being able to break fast with friends, attend events where people are sort of gearing up towards Raya. So it's been a little bit of a downer. I did want to say, though, that the one area that has been quite fun is the multiple iterations of Raya ads that have come out, all of which incorporate this really weird time that we've been living in the last 1 year.
Yeah, and that's also, I mean, while we're talking about the things that tend to be hallmarks of the season, right? Raya ads tend to be among those things, along with the music, which is why we've also been playing a number of songs throughout the past few weeks, and particularly today, which we hope you enjoy. But I think that, I suppose, to what you were saying earlier, right, about celebrating Raya by proximity, I think that one of the most beautiful things about living in our country is sharing these sorts of celebrations, sharing these sorts of joys and customs. And so in that same way, when we're unable to do so, I think we all share to a degree, we all share the discomfort of it, right? The sadness of it, because I really am so incredibly sad for so many of my friends who will be celebrating for the second year running Raya in a very, very different way.
So that's what we're going to be talking about today. In many ways, all those things, the significance of Raya, what are the different practices that we tend to do, but also how those are being impacted by this unprecedented time that we're living through. We will be also discussing Raya ads and how they add a little bit of cheer in our lives and how they've been evolving over the years. And we'll be hearing from someone who well, we'll have a very different Raya this year because he won't be able to go back to see his family. What we want to hear from you is what Raya means to you and how you're planning to celebrate this year. We'd love to hear alternate ideas that you have. You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. And coming up after this, we'll be speaking with Ahmad Radhi, who is an academic executive with Ahlan Academy. So keep it here on BFM. Keep it here on Inside Story, BFM 89.9.
Best flipping moments. BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 6:13 and you're listening to Inside Story with Sharmila and Lynn. And today we're talking about Hari Raya and I suppose the practices and how they're going to be rather different this year. And we want to know from you what Raya means to you personally and how are you planning to celebrate this year? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. And now joining us to give us some insight into Malaysian Raya celebrations and the meaning behind many of the things we do is Ahmad Radhi, who is an academic executive and teacher at Ahlan Academy. They offer Islamic education for kids and teenagers. Radhi, thanks for joining us today.
Hello.
Could you give us a brief explainer on the meaning of Eid al-Fitri and why Muslims celebrate it?
Okay, so to answer this question, I think it's very important for us to know that Eid al-Fitri is considered one of the major celebrations Muslims went through every single year. So in fact, Eid al-Fitri is considered the first celebration where Muslims around the world celebrate this event right after 30 days of fasting. So, for example, we all know that now we are fasting on the 30 days already. So today, inshallah, will be our 30th day. And Eid al-Fitri, the linguistically in Arabic, it means to have a breakfast in the morning. So Eid al-Fitri, the first day in the morning, is the ability to have breakfast or to eat where we cannot do it on the past 30 days in the month of Ramadan. So why Malaysians or why Muslims celebrate Eid al-Fitri? To answer that question, I think it is clear that because in Ramadan, it is the month where we offer our fasting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not only that, besides fasting, we are also trying to be patient in our life. For instance, not only are we avoiding to do the haram thing, or to do the things that is not prohibited in Islam, the thing that is prohibited in Islam, but also during these 30 days, we are told not to even do things that is okay in Islam. For example, eating and drinking during this month of Ramadan is considered you cannot do it, right, in the day. So basically, after 30 days of doing this, avoiding not only the haram things, also the halal things, particularly in the 30 days of Ramadan, now it comes to a celebration where Muslims are able to eat. You know, they face lots of hardships, lots of difficulties in the month of Ramadan. So basically, it's to celebrate victory of fasting 30 days. So yeah, that is the answer to the first question.
And could you highlight some of the religious practices that you look forward to during this time?
Okay, so there are lots of religious practices according to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Is now the first sunnah is that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would usually take a breakfast, a light breakfast, before he went to prayer. So as of now, we cannot do right because of the RMCO and self RMCO. So we have to pray at home. Some of us have to pray at home, but for those of you who are able to pray at the mosque, take a light breakfast because that is a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is the religious practice that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam recommended us to do, is to take a light breakfast before we go to the mosque. So that's the first thing. Then not forgetting to take a bath, a recommended bath. What is considered as a recommended bath is, it means before you go to your prayer, you take a recommended bath with an intention that you want to take a bath for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before you go for your Eid prayer. So that is the second thing. And the third thing would be, of course, besides it is a celebration that we should celebrate our victory, we should also know that in the month of Eid al-Fitri, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to be so kind to the poor. for instance, that they gave food to the poor. You know, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam feed food to the poor, feed food to the orphans, to the needy people. So these are the things that Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would usually do. And religiously expect, it means that Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would recommend us to also follow. And of course, the most important thing is to say our ritual, which is the takbir in Arabic, to glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as loudly as possible. Because this is one of the things that Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would recommend us to do our takbir or to do our glorifying, to glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as loudly as possible. And to do that with our families and to have good relationship with them. All of these things are recommended in Islam and religiously, and of course, in terms of religiously, it is also recommended.
Could you talk us through customs and traditions during Raya that are quite specific to Malaysia?
Oh, okay. So quite specific to Malaysia is okay. Of course, So this is this question is particularly about cultural aspect in Malaysia, right? If I'm not mistaken, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So basically, in Malaysia. Okay, so before we answer that, we need to know how the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Muslims around the world celebrate Eid al-Fitr. So if you go to the Arab world, Eid al-Fitr is most of the time only one day, right? They celebrate one morning after the prayer and it all ends there. And they all go back and eat with their family and that's it. But in Malaysia, the culture over here is we celebrate Eid al-Fitr for 30 days. So... Well, I'm not sure why is it 30 days, but maybe logically speaking, because we have been through Ramadan 30 days, so it's only logical for us to also celebrate our victory for 30 days. So it's equivalent to both each other. So the first cultural aspect is that Malaysians or even Southeast Asians from Singapore, from Indonesia, they all celebrate Eid al-Fitr, the celebration for 30 days. And that is the first cultural aspect. The second one would be the visiting part. In Malaysia, particularly in Southeast Asia, Singapore, Indonesia, Brunei, they all do this with their relatives, their families. Some of them even went to a certain extent. They went to visit their old their previous teachers in their high school. You know, just to know how they are doing in life. You know, to talk about their family and to see how the development of their own selves and to compare themselves. So what are the achievements that they have been receiving in this world? Particularly a conversation between family members, between friends, between teachers. So this visiting is considered one of the mainstream in Malaysia and also the practice of the Southeast Asia. So that's the second one, and the third one is I think this is the most this is one of the most highlighted events. Which is the receive the duet raya lah, or what we call duet raya the duet raya lah, where kids usually get after they disperse from the house of from someone's house. So basically, duet raya is one of the cultural aspects where we Malays, particularly the Southeast Asians, we celebrate Eid al-Fitr in this way. And of course, not forgetting the delicious food where Malays will cook rendang, you know, ketupat. And all this stuff that is culturally practiced in Southeast Asian countries.
You know, we started our conversation with you talking about how Eid al-Fitr is really in comparison, for example, with Ramadan. And I was wondering, because Ramadan is looked upon as a time to reflect, to practice patience, restraint, do you think that there is usually a mindset shift going into Raya when it is more celebratory in nature?
Okay, so to answer, that's a very tough question, but inshallah, I will try my best. So to answer this question, we also need to understand that this is what I've been teaching my students in Ahlan Academy. I've been preaching to the parents as well, that not only we need to celebrate Raya, we need to also celebrate Ramadan as lively as we can, so that we know the meaning of Raya. So if you were to ask me right now, Ramadan, we practice patience, but if we move to the next month, which is the Eid al-Fitr, does it contradict with the values that we have learned in Ramadan? I would say it depends on how you understand Ramadan itself. So for me, I would usually find meaning to Ramadan. What does Ramadan mean and how does it make it special from other months? so that if we do it and we are able to prove that we do good things, that we can change our routines from bad to good, and we can be reevaluate ourselves, then the meaning of Eid al-Fitr will become great, which is to celebrate the victory, the achievements that you have achieved in Ramadan. So it actually depends on how you perceive Ramadan itself. So for me, I would say it will not contradict to Ramadan. But certain people, they do not understand the meaning of Ramadan itself. So when they do not understand the meaning of Ramadan, they just do it as they were told, then might be Ramadan, might be their Eid, it might lead to the things you have just mentioned just now. So basically, that is what we in Ahlan Academy we are doing. We are rethinking Islamic education. We are trying to tell the kids, to the parents as well, that Islam is more than just obligation. It is also, you know, a way of life. It is also a code that we all live by in our lives. So simply put, that, like I said just now, it depends on how you interpret Ramadan itself, how you view Ramadan itself. For me, I view it in a way that it's so special that I should celebrate Ramadan as much as I should celebrate it. Then I hope I answer your question, inshallah.
Absolutely.
This is the second time that we're celebrating Raya in lockdown. And I was wondering from your observations how the pandemic has affected the spirit and the celebration of this occasion. And if you had a message that you'd like to leave us with.
Okay, so yeah, for me, previously before MCO, right, used to, you know, cook lots of foods. We have, open houses where we come to visit to other people. Well, all of that is good because all of that is considered recommended in Islam where we visit other people and stuff like that. But for me, RMCO does not make... There's a change in it. There's quite a change where we see that we cannot go and visit our relatives anymore and stuff like that. But the virtues of Eid al-Fitr stays the same. It means that the objectives of having this celebration stays the same. Although the way we celebrate it is different, but the objective is still the same. The objective is to celebrate our victory, is to call our parents. And, you know, even if we cannot visit them, or for instance, like this RMCO, we cannot move to districts, or we cannot even go back to kampung and stuff like that, we can also call them, you know, take a Zoom. We can use an online application to talk to them and stuff like that. Yeah, there's lots of changes to put in. But at the end of the day, we need to understand that, you know, how that behind every single thing that is happening, there's always wisdom behind it. So the wisdom I would say is that, you know, maybe today, this year or last year and this year, I do not have to spend much money on preparing food. Instead, I use my money on my family. For example, cooking them food, you know, making some activities with them during Raya. And in a certain aspect that we can be a little bit humble in celebration rather than being big, but, you know, rather than making it big, but it will be leading to throwing stuff away, not finishing the food, all of the stuff that is against the teachings of Islam itself. So for me, it doesn't make a change at all. Or it do make change, but the change is, Alhamdulillah, we can see from a certain aspect there's always wisdom behind. So my last message would be for the listeners is that to enjoy and to be grateful of the moment that we have, although that we are facing hard times, we cannot visit our family as much as we would like to visit them, but we cannot do that. But know that the virtues of Eid al-Fitr the virtues of Eid al-Fitr is still there. It does not go away, even though time changes, even though the whatever pandemic hits us. At the end of the day, the virtue still stays the same, and we can make it as lively as we can. And of course, like I said just now, we're from Ahlan Academy. We would love to rethink Islamic knowledge. We would love to rethink how we perceive Islam, how we see Islam, by teaching the kids the beauty of Islam, the wisdom of the religion itself. Therefore, if you would like to know more about Ahlan Academy, you can follow us on Instagram at Ahlan Academy, or you can also simply go to our website www.ahlanacademy.com.
Radhi, yeah. Thanks so much for speaking with us today.
Yeah, no problem.
That was Ahmad Radhi, academic executive and teacher at Ahlan Academy. And with all of this talk of Raya and celebration, a Raya song for you. This is Saloka Hari Raya. Keep it here on Inside Story, BFM 89.9.
Break from monotony, BFM 89.9.
It is 6:38 and you're listening to Inside Story with Sharmila and Lynn. And today we are basically marking Hari Raya, which is tomorrow, and talking about how it's a very different Raya this year, and what are some of the things that people are doing to make up for the things that they cannot do. Earlier we heard from Ahmad Radhi, who spoke to us about the significance of Raya and the ways in which its celebrations have evolved and become quite uniquely Malaysian in many ways. And now we're going to move on to look at a fun aspect of the celebration that has become quite a Malaysian staple over the last few years, which is the idea of Hari Raya ads, festive ads, really, which is something that Malaysians really look forward to. And on that note, we'd love to hear from you. How are you planning to celebrate Raya this year? What does Raya mean to you? You can call us 7732900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. And before we go on to our guest, I just wanted to ask you, Lynn, do you have any particular favorites when it comes to Raya ads, either this year or from the past?
So there is one that's been making the rounds this year, right? Involving biscuits and flipping narratives. And I have to say, I really enjoyed that. I laughed out loud. So I love the Raya ads as a genre. I don't really remember enough to say that, oh, I loved this and it persuaded me to buy so much of that product that year. And even if I did, I wouldn't say it on air. But I do love the form. I think that they're often very beautifully shot. And I love that they also tend to go all out, whether or not they're trying to make you laugh or cry. Raya ads, because they're such a staple, I think, know exactly what they're doing. And I really enjoy that.
So do I. And I think there's a particular kind of humor that comes across in Malay and with the sort of family kampung focused storylines, which I love. And that's something that you only really get with Raya ads, right? And now to hear a little bit more about Raya ads and how they've evolved, how they've adapted, particularly to this year, we have joining us via Zoom Adib Asfar, who is an associate creative director with Clan Malaysia. Adib, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, hi guys. Hi, Lynn. Hi, Sharmila. How are you guys?
Apa khabar? Good. Thank you.
Thank you. We're good. Let's start with what makes a good Hari Raya ad. Tell us what are the sort of those ingredients that go into it.
Well, when it comes, every time when the brief comes to us, especially during the so-called Super Bowl season for Malaysia, right, which is the Hari Raya commercials, so most of us really embrace, you know, we go our Malaysian mode, you know, everyone, not just for the Malays, on the creatives, but I think the other Malaysians also, as our colleagues, brainstorm together and, you know, chip in memories, chip in ideas regarding storyline. And also, when it comes to Raya Ad, right, I think the most important thing about it is the understanding of the entire concept of Raya. Why is it Raya? What is the meaning of Raya as a whole? Which is a religion that consists of religion, culture, that transcends local insights, for example, and also not forgetting the entertainment factor out of it. And also, I think storytelling of every commercial should be compelling enough, you know, because most of the Raya ads or Raya commercials are mostly in long forms. You know, because but the data on YouTube and Facebook shows, the commercial should be short and impactful. But then I don't know why. Maybe it's, you know, again, like it's a Super Bowl season in Malaysia. It's always in long form. You can see Petronas animation this year and made by Maybank to You this year also. So most of the commercials are in long forms. I don't know what, maybe because of the aesthetics of what the Arwah Yasmin Ahmad leaves us before this, right? And I think also not forgetting, it should be stories or memories or ideas, insights that should be close to people's emotions, lah, basically, right? So I guess that's it.
And with that emotional pull, do you think that the tone and stories of our Raya ads have evolved and changed over the years?
I think because mostly, you know, this is already year 2021, and most of the creatives are also younger, the younger generations has joined us. And then not forgetting the client are also from the new generations, and the messaging that they wanted to perceive is different. The idea behind every commercial is different. So they don't want to be stuck up, at the past. So I think that's why you can see there are so many new influence in this genre, like you said, as you can see for this year round, right? So they are very, we can see a vast of different story and different storytellings provided by all these brands for this year round, yeah.
And of course, this year is also different because of the pandemic, right? How has that affected the ads and the messaging that we're seeing?
Yeah, I think that involves trends as well. Like last year, MCO just started, and every brand wanted to be the ambassador of, you know, be vigilant about your health, And then there's a phase after that, comes right after that, that, you know, brands wanted to, enough, being ambassador, we should motivate and we should keep our consumers happy and spread positivity, right? So same goes as this year. So unlucky that... MCO 3.0 happened right 3 days before Raya. But then I think it is really about digging deeper and deeper about the real meaning of every festive. I think not just Raya. Maybe coming is a Merdeka, and after that is Deepavali, and after that is Christmas, after that is Chinese New Year. So it could be Raya is one of the example of how we as Malaysian really brace to it. And it is really sending a new message, a new meaning for the Malaysians to dig deeper, you know? Yeah.
So you mentioned the Super Bowl earlier, right? And that's a really interesting comparison because, of course, that's also when brands go all out, you know, get a lot of exposure, get a lot of time. Yeah. And so there's no getting around the fact that ads are part of branding and marketing efforts. How do you balance that out with creating something that has larger meaning, particularly for the season?
I think what brand normally does is... they will find a silver lining between marketing or branding and the festive itself, right? So they would find, or the agency would advise or consult that, you know, you have to find a shared values out of it, out of Raya and out of your brand. For example, like May by Maybank to You this year, the value is, you know, don't forget technology, because, you know, some people cannot embrace technology because they think that, it is a scarcity of an old culture, you know, things like that, perosak budaya and all, right? So we telling the people out there, technology and culture should be weave each other, intertwine each other, so that it gives a deeper meaning to humankind's life, you know, things like that. So I understand that brands somehow, you know, especially clients, will always wanted to highlight their products and all that. Right? So we tried to advise them that this is really mostly not so much of a tactical, but instead of that is more on your brand works lah.
Adib, yeah. We just have a couple of minutes left with you. I just wanted to close with asking whether you have a favorite Raya ad.
Oh my, you know why I stepped into advertising? Because of Arwah Yasmin Ahmad juga, you know. I was really admire when I was, I don't know how old, I think I was 10 years old at that time. This Raya ad of, I'm sure you guys also recognize this one, the Petronas ad, the seven siblings.
Mm. Oh, yes.
That was my favorite, because it's like it really similar to my father's story, because my father has seven siblings and all boys, you know, and father passed away in when he was very young, and then the mother really every time Raya, it's like almost like the commercial, because I was there masa hari raya kan, so I saw my nenek nagging to all these seven siblings, you know. So it really gives me the goosebumps of, hey, why is this commercial so powerful? Huh? You know? And hence, that's why I studied graphic design at first, and then it really brings me to advertising. And here I am now, you know? Yeah.
Adib, I know it's Raya Eve, so thank you so much for taking time off to speak with us.
Yeah, my pleasure. Pleasure is mine. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, and Selamat Hari Raya.
Selamat Hari Raya.
That was Adib Azfar, who is Associate Creative Director at Clan Malaysia, speaking to us about Raya ads, how they've evolved, what they've done for us over the last year, really. And we'd like to hear from you. What are some of your favorite Raya ads? And how are you planning to celebrate Raya this year? You can call us 7733290, WhatsApp 0187898899, tweet us at BFM Radio. And coming up after this, we'll hear from someone who can't balik kampung this year. So what Raya is going to be like for him? Keep it here on Inside Story, BFM 89.9.
Boleh for Malaysia. Ha. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
It is 6:51. You're listening to Inside Story with Sharmila and Lynn. And we're spending today talking about Raya, Raya traditions, Raya ads. And of course, that's because it's a very different Raya this year. Most people really will not be able to visit or see their family and friends the way we would have in previous years. Some people won't be able to cross state borders to go home. So it's really a significant change, the second time that Raya has been celebrated under the MCO. So we're asking you what Raya means to you, and how are you planning to celebrate this year? You can call us 7733290, WhatsApp 0187898899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We're now joined by Hazwan Yazid, who is the co-founder of the Accidental Bakers and Brownies Bar. Hazwan, thank you for being on the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So you're one of those that won't be able to go back to visit your parents this year. How did you feel about this when you heard?
Well, that's a long pause there. Well, I think I've made my peace ever since they announced the MCO. When they announced the MCO, I was a bit sad because I wouldn't be able to see my family, as I live in KL and they live in Selangor. So there's no way that I will be able to see them. So I was really sad, to be honest, but I've made my peace and it's all good, and I think it's for the better. So I'm okay despite being really sad about it.
What was usually your favorite part of celebrating Raya before the pandemic, before the lockdowns?
My favorite part, well, the usual, we would normally have family gathering at my uncle's house in Kajang. And that the best part is the family gathering and glorious raya food. So that is a no-no then this year.
What are you planning to do then? How are you planning to spend the raya long weekend?
Well, for me, this tomorrow and Friday will be just staying at home and hibernating from the past few days that I've been working really hard with lack of sleep.
And, you know, you mentioned earlier the food, and I suppose, you know, just because you won't be in Kajang doesn't mean you can't have food. Are you planning to stock up on the usual raya staples?
Well, last year during MCO, well, you know how people cook, try to cook everything. And what I did was I actually cooked raya food for the first time and it was a success. But I thought of cooking it again, but I decided not to because it will be me alone and no, it will be too much food and it will be a lot of leftovers. And but I was lucky because my auntie actually cooked something for me and she delivered it. Well, we get a third-party service to deliver and I got the food. So I'll be having that tomorrow morning. Can't wait.
Would you like to leave us with a raya wish, Hazwan?
Yes, definitely. I would like to wish everyone out there who celebrate raya, Selamat Hari Raya Aidilfitri, and have a blessed celebration as always. May this year bring more happiness, joy, and of course, good health. Always, always, always stay safe. Practice social distancing wherever you are. Wear your mask. Stay healthy. That's very important in the world where we live in now. So, yeah, have a good one. Don't be sad.
Same to you, Hazwan. Selamat Hari Raya.
Thank you.
Thanks
you so
for
much.
Speaking with us.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. That was Hazwan Yazid, co-founder of the Accidental Bakers and Brownies Bar, speaking to us about his raya this year. And we've, of course, been asking you how you plan to celebrate or what raya means to you. And we've got some messages. There's one from Dazzy.
Yeah, so Dazzy says, for raya, my family and I are celebrating it by cooking and eating, and that's it, which really isn't different from the usual. It's a little sad this year because our mom isn't in the country, but she's reassuring us that she'll be celebrating and enjoying herself, so we're glad. Can't wait for things to get better so we can see her again and finally eat her good meals. Hope everyone celebrating alone is also eating a good meal this week. Selamat Hari Raya, everyone.
That's such a sweet message, Dazzy. And I'm glad that you figured out a way to still have some, be able to enjoy each other's company, really. And just on that note of, we spoke about Raya ads earlier, and Lynette said, I will spend Raya watching Raya ads. And Lynette, that sounds very much like what I plan to do over the next couple of days. So that's a really sweet one. Thank you. And just to close off this segment on Hari Raya and various things that people are doing to celebrate, we'd like to leave you with a Raya song. This is Selamat Hari Raya by Saloma. Inside Story, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.